Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
May your heart be as strong as the barbed wire around the Capitol, and your courage as vast as America's debt. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Now, as someone who's been hammered for bucking Dr. Fauci and the medical herd mentality, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Even your critics tend to give you props for your handling of the virus, but you know, the liberals in your state are annoyed because they like to be masked up and they like to do mask shaming. So tonight, will you give them just a little space to do some more mask shaming in your state, Governor?
Well, a couple things, Laura. Look, we obviously have local governments that do certain things, but the reason why some of those places are booming is because I came in many months ago and said, every Floridian has a right to work and every business has a right to be open. You can't close people down. And as soon as we did that, you started to see those places really thrive. But I also think, just generally speaking, and this is true going forward, health guidelines should be advisory. So it's totally fine for a health department to recommend certain things, but you should not have these things be mandated. You shouldn't have fines. Heck, Laura, there's some places in the U.S. where they actually could throw you in jail for not wearing a mask. Give me a break. And so we believe in advisory nature. They're free to advise what they want to, but you're not allowed to lock anybody down. You're not allowed to shut any business down.
Welcome you to your Monday. You know, Mondays aren't all that bad, and I know because I've got Dr. Pesta with me. Dr. Duke Pesta, I'm actually super excited to have Duke on today. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you betcha. In fact, we're actually kind of working together, too. We're putting out a new a clip every week and a conversation on Skype, both of us on camera, and it's really fun. I'm loving this.
It is, and hopefully you. We sent you the link to our very first one, which was about the left's attack on sheet music and classical music. So yes. I hope you'll post it on your sites.
Oh, absolutely, and I'll post that today and on the Facebook page, on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. And there will be a place. We're just about to debut our new website look. We have kind of updated new look, and I'll put these clips there, so you'll be able to get them there without Facebook censorship. Which, by the way, we have to talk about. So here's Rick DeSantis talking about the fact that I'm not going to do this to Florida. He's skewered by 60 Minutes. Of course, mainstream picking up the narrative as he pushes back and says no, 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 and no vaccine passport. And you know what? People are going to Florida like crazy right now. It's about the only place you can go for vacation that does not, in the United States, that is not crazy right now, right? So I love pushback. Let's talk about that in this hour, because I love that he's pushing back. It's fantastic.
I like pushback too, and we're beginning to see it. And the question is, and it's really a depressing thing to contemplate, is it too late? I mean, is it too little too late? Mm-hmm. I mean, assuming that Biden gets most of what he's asking for, I mean, because there's not, he has the Senate, he has the Congress. The Congress is already locked up. There's nothing's going to, no way you're going to change the Congress. Congress is going to give him whatever, everything he wants. The Senate, he's got a one senator lead, and he's got the tie break and the vice president, and the Democrats are very unlikely to break ranks on any of his major arguments. I mean, so assuming he gets what he wants, it's going to be hard to overcome simply because you're going to have this huge invasion of Democrat voters. Legalization places in Florida and Texas now are going to run a real risk. If you drop off 4 or 5 million voters, potential new voters, almost all of them Democrats in places like Texas and Florida, well, the game's over. Right. Then you've got all of the globalism that's coming down the road, all of the regulation that's coming down the road. If he passes this voter bill, Kate, where literally you can vote as many times as you want, and very little is going to happen to you. The odds of being able to regain political power in a meaningful sense is gone. But having said that, let's not take away from the fact that there is burgeoning now. There's resistance, and there's resistance beginning in really interesting ways. You mentioned a couple of them. I mean, the blowback about the DeSantis thing is really it's really heartening. You've got a Democrat mayor in Florida, of Palm Beach County, who says this is all nonsense. None of what you are reporting, 60 Minutes, is true.
Yeah.
You have other Democrat politicians in the state rallying. You've got Publix now, the big drugstore at the center of the chaos here, a big public corporation who is defending the truth, not virtue signaling. They've chosen to stand by DeSantis and to second his story, to back up what he's saying, rather than take the much easier choice of virtue signaling and trying to throw the governor under the bus. There aren't many Coca-Colas of the world that would do that. Just as just a starting point,
right.
This is some really good news.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, some more good news. Iowa, the 19th state to push back against Biden gun control. This is fantastic to see, because he pretty much assured us, right, that he was going to use executive order power if he could to do what he wanted to do in the name of gun control. So it's nice that that you see these things being signed in that are saying no, we're going to fight against this. I love that, at least. I'm glad that we're seeing that. My state's among one of those, and that's saying absolutely no. Kansas, Montana, Missouri, Virginia, Maine, Mississippi, Idaho, South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska, Arizona are saying, no, we're not going to go along with whatever you're trying to do to our second.
But it makes you wonder, too, the degree in which his executive, it's going to come down to the courts, the degree to which his executive orders seem to override state prerogatives, right?
Right.
And he seems pretty happy. He really seems like he's going to be able to issue, if not legislation, then direct orders that would override the gun rights of Second Amendment gun rights of a lot of people in this country. So it comes down to how much are you willing to fight back? Are people willing to go to courts about this? Are people, I mean, despite of all of this good news, and you know, you've got Iowa doing that, but you've got other states too that have been pushing back on the trans boys and girls sports. And you look at Kristi Noem, and you look at the governor of Arkansas, how they've backed way off that, right? These are supposed to be two socially conservative governors. This is what I'm saying: the people want change. The people are supporting change. If we can't even count on Republican governors and senators to do the right thing,
right,
then this isn't going to get very far. We need to move them to start fighting with us and not against us.
Yeah, absolutely. Phone lines are open, 888-673-1450. You can chime in on this conversation as well. We'd love to hear from you. I agree with you. And it'll be interesting to see how many more states jump on this. I don't know if we'll make it the 19 or now 20. I don't know, but it sure will. Or 18, now it's 19. It sure will be interesting. But at least we're seeing some pushback. You know, I was starting to think that the states weren't going to push back on anything because they didn't with COVID. They haven't with all of this nonsense. But there was an interesting piece on the Independent UK, and it basically said this: if you won't carry a vaccine passport, do us all a favor and stay home. This is the kind of rhetoric they're pushing out on everybody. But so many people in so many states are coming out, like Florida, and saying, we're not doing a vaccine passport. Sorry, we're not doing it here. So you're right. It'll be very interesting to see how far that goes and how much the feds try to override it.
Well, there's also another great story, the one we saw on Easter Sunday weekend. Pastor orders police to get out of his church.
Yes.
Get out, Nazis. Remember that one
yes.
in Canada?
Yes.
It shows the story shows several Canadian police officers and a woman with a public health inspector sweater showing up at the Cave of Adullam Church in Calgary, Canada. A Polish pastor who had been identified as Artur Pawlowski then responded to their presence at the church, ordering them out, calling them Nazis and fascists, and ordering them, quote, out of this property, unquote, until they have a warrant. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo are not welcome here. And they turned table and left. That's a big deal. There's also another one that's in the news right now. A restaurant in Vancouver, Canada, on the West Coast. Actually, a couple of thugs showed up, a man and a woman, and they were serving all these papers to this restaurant that had a full crowd. And all of a sudden, the crowd starts chanting, go away, go away, go away, go away. And it got so raucous that they packed up and left. Now, of course, they went to complain to their bosses, and what we're hearing from high-level administrators in girly boy Trudeau's regime, that these people are going to be punished, that the law will be enforced, the hammer's going to fall, and it might. But the fact that they've made news, this priest and this restaurant owner, that's a big deal, and more people need to do civil. Imagine if there were 1,000 priests and 500,000 business owners who did what each of those people did. There'd be nothing Canada could do about it.
You're right. You're right. And will they, I guess, is a better question. Will they stand up against it? How much tyranny is too much tyranny? Because we have Trudeau that just cannot wait. He actually made some statements that were kind of scary. And it was like, we want to go back and we want this reset and we want to go back to everything. We're just going to do it. And you're just going to have to obey, basically, was his statement. And so it'll get really interesting to see if people push back there.
The scary thing is that the election of Biden was a huge green flag for globalists. They recognized it. And that's why, you know, it is a shame that the degree to which international meddling was restricted to the made-up Russian thing with Trump. Mm-hmm. There are serious ways when foreign governments are influencing our election pattern, but because most of that influence is toward Democrat and progressive candidates, we never hear about it. I'm very comfortable saying that our election system is broken. It's not secure. It is not reliable. There are third world countries that would balk at our lack of security. And now, on the one hand, you've got the protests. I love us talking about the protests, but we can't forget the lies, right?
Right.
The lies they're telling about, the look you in the face, clearly refutable lies that they're telling about Georgia's voter law. It is not Jim Crow. It is not take food out of the mouths of hungry voters. It does not give people less time to vote. These are all bald-faced lies. But what is so frustrating and what has to be a very dangerous mark of where we are is how much 80-90% of the media reports it as if it's true, defends it if it's true.
Yep.
And then you've got all these smug corporations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola, Delta, major business in China. Not a word, not a single word about an actual case of slavery with the Uyghur Muslims. Nothing.
Right.
Silence.
Right.
And yet when they stand 100% behind the liars who are calling Georgia's new voter law unconstitutional. It is the fact that they're getting away with this in so many outlets ought to make people very frightened.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to come back. We have so much more to talk about, but it's so interesting to watch, you know, Trump said, you know, hey, boycott Coke. And it's interesting when people are posting store shelves and people are actually doing it. They're boycotting it and buying Pepsi. Very, very interesting to watch. People will, you know, they'll kick it in. They'll kick it in. They don't want this kind of stuff, and they just don't know what to do about it. And so, you know, they'll do it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show. Be right back.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Call me a redneck, a reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. Tell our kids just say no and then some.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. A little Charlie Daniels band for you, Simple Man, actually. I love that. Probably voicing a lot of the things that you're thinking about, I'm sure, and feeling right now. We just had Easter week. I hope you had a wonderful Easter week. And I just wanted to mention again, MyPillow. If you can go there and order up some products, it really helps the show. And then you get an amazing product or products, because the MyPillow, all the different versions of MyPillow are amazing. If you have a snorer in the family, get the blue, the one marked blue. It's not blue in color. It's just marked blue. That's the description of it. That is the one that helps with snoring and reduces it so much so. It is amazing. I didn't believe it before I actually tried it out, and it is an amazing pillow. Also, the sheets, 2-for-1 on these wonderful Giza cotton sheets that are just silky smooth and amazing. You'll love the high quality. It'll remind you of grandma's sheets that she used to put on the bed. So go to mypillow.com, but put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and that helps the show. You help Truth in Radio. So you're doing something really good. And also, you're helping Mike Lindell, the movie now. Scientific Proof, the new one, was just posted at MikeLindellTV.com. And it talks about how the election fraud worked in all the different states. Very compelling evidence. So check that out, Scientific Proof at MikeLindellTV.com. You can go there and check that out. And then also, there's just so many wonderful things at MyPillow, robes and slippers. This is a great time to order up for Mother's Day and Father's Day and take advantage of that. My gosh, put in the code Kate. All right, I'm back here with Dr. Pesta. And I just, you know, with the holiday of Easter, and what Easter means to me personally and to you, and you were actually telling me about a tweet somebody had put up about Easter, Dr. Pesta.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
There are two or three different stories. I'm getting them confused. Which one were we talking about?
The one the one about just somebody getting it totally wrong. There was people out there just...
Yes. And not just somebody. Senator Warnock, the Georgia senator, the one who was elected with a very sketchy past. He's been a minister for 40 years. Mm-hmm. He's, as a Christian pastor and minister, he actually referred to abortion as a Christian mercy. He believes that abortion should be allowed for all 9 months of a baby's life in the womb.
Amazing.
And so
sick.
We shouldn't be surprised that he's a liberation theology guy. Mm-hmm. He's a Marxist theologist. He's not a Christian, but he came out over Easter and said that the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ teaches us on Easter that we all have to look out for ourselves and save ourselves. That's what he said.
Yeah. Boy, you couldn't get it any more wrong than that. Wow.
I'm surprised he didn't say that what the sacrifice and crucifixion and resurrection of Christ teaches us is that we need we need state governments to ban crucifixes, right?
Jeez.
Or to ban nails,
yeah.
Right?
Jeez,
it was just so misguided. And on Easter Sunday, now he was attacked. Immediately he was mocked and attacked, mm-hmm, by people who know better. Although it was amazing to see how many people stuck up for his stupid statements. It just shows you how partisan we are. I mean, when you make a statement that is that demonstrably political and so completely at odds with reality, mm-hmm, you would think the even lefties with a conscience would see the validity of it. But I guess conscience is something that's in short supply.
Yeah, for sure. It's just sickening how wrong they can get it. And in the position that they are, it just makes you sick. There was also the British intimidating worshipers shut down Holy Week services. This was on The New American.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Kind of like the same thing was happening in Canada, where they're sending out their goon squads with the power to pull liquor license and to threaten people. And you know, it's funny. It always does seem to be Christian holidays, Christian services, church seems, mm-hmm, to really draw the ire of the fanatical COVID left more than it. Look, if all of those people had Black Lives Matter, if I had a congregation, what I would say is, I would buy for my congregation, let's say I had 500 people, I'd buy 500 Black Lives Matter t-shirts, and I would have them wear them under their shirts, under their blouses, right, under their dresses. And when the cops came in, I would say, okay, uh-huh, guys, and we would all strip down to our t-shirts, uh-huh, and they would not be able to say a thing to us. This is not a center. This is not a church service. This is a Black Lives Matter rally.
Right.
And we do not want cops here. You are the
authority,
right?
Love that.
I guarantee you they would walk out and they would never come back.
Oh, what a great idea. Man, people need to get creative. We keep saying that over and over again on the show, but if you want to provide backlash to this, you have got to get more creative. We just have to be. And we're so deer in the headlights right now that it's becoming really bothersome. A lot of people just want to wish it away. They want to just go along and put their head down until it's gone. It's not going to go away until we start fighting back on this one. It's too big. Everything that's going on is too big. Do you agree?
I think that there are a lot of people in this country who are willing to sacrifice religion if it means peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there are people who think that, we've grown up generations of secular people who don't like God, don't like family, and they're willing to sacrifice, more than willing to sacrifice religion to the new order, because they figure, well, it'll stop with religion. And what they don't realize is once they get your religion, once they have made it impossible for a seriously First Amendment protected right, when that is undermined, they're not going to leave the other right standing. The idea that they're coming after just selective things that left-wing people don't like,
mm-hmm.
that's the tragedy of socialism. By the time Airhead leftists figure it out, the revolution has already happened, and nothing can change anymore. All the regret in the world won't bring back the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And less people showed up. See, if people would have shown up for their Easter services, despite what the government says, that's why I can't understand why people embrace and trust in the government so much after they've lied continuously, decade upon decade upon decade. And I guess I don't understand the overall blanket trust that they can't go into a building together, yet everybody can go to the post office and Walmart and everywhere else, but they stayed away from church services in a lot of different states, and it was sad to see that.
You know, all I will say about this, and it's a dangerous thing to say mm-hmm. in today's cancel culture, but a lot of this in my mind has to do with the political empowerment of women. There is, I don't care what anyone, you can pretend all that you want that men and women are the same, but they're not. Women are much more security driven. They see it as a security. They like the idea that there's some big brother out there that's making us wear masks. I mean, it's like the same mom with grandma says to you every time you go out in spring, when mm-hmm. it's 72 degrees, wear your coat. Huh? It's going to be chilly tonight.
Right.
They wear your mask. I mean, there is something about it. I think there's a remarkable security-driven aspect of more than 50% of the population, more women than men in the world, that pulls these things, that makes us much more receptive to them than we should be.
Oh, absolutely. Huckabee came out and talked to... He said, you know, he's a former governor. He says he now identifies as Chinese so he can get free stuff, leading to accusations of hate. I actually love that he did this. He says, I've decided to identify as Chinese. Coke will like me. Delta will agree with my values, and I'll probably get some shoes from Nike and some tickets to some baseball games. Ain't America great? Wow.
Well,
I love that.
Unfortunately, physique-wise, he probably should have gone Japanese, right? they love the sumo over there.
Right. So true. But you know what, though? As far as pushback, I love to see this kind of pushback coming from these people in the news, because pointing this out, this kind of sarcasm, I absolutely love, don't you?
Yeah, and that's where one of the reasons the left is in the ascendant, quite frankly, is because almost all the comedy was on their side.
Mm-hmm.
All the late night talk show hosts, all the mockery, Saturday Night Live, and its one-sided humor. Martin Luther once said, the one thing the devil cannot stand is to be laughed at and mocked. It's the
mm-hmm.
one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas More, who was his Catholic opponent, also said the same thing. The devil, that proud spirit, hates to be mocked.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's something to be said there, that if we can teach generations of kids
mm-hmm.
to laugh at religion, to laugh at morality,
right,
we're more likely to lose them than if we simply teach them to hate.
Yeah, absolutely. Barkley had something to say about that. Charles Barkley, NBA star, came out. Now he's, of course, the sports analyst. He always cracks me up. But he said this. He said, I think our system is set up to, where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp on money and power. He says, I truly believe in my heart, most white people and black people are just awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. He's right.
He's absolutely right about that, and brave for him to say it again, because The only thing the left hates more than white people who are conservative is black people who aren't liberal enough.
Yes.
So for him to say that, it's a big thing. I remember, you know, 20 years ago when he was thinking about running for governor of Alabama, which would have been an interesting thing. I mean, he whatever you say about Charles, he certainly is an independent thinker.
Mm-hmm.
We got to give him that.
Yeah. He also said, let's scramble the middle class, because he said, look what they're doing. He says, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. And they are doing it. They're so successful at it right now.
We know from history, right, that what it takes for socialism ultimately to win is the decimation of the middle class. And nobody's – you look at what Biden's planning down the road.
Right.
No one making less than $400K a year is going to be touched by this. He's already cut that in half. He's already admitted, that if you're making $200K a year, and, no one's going to be let off the hook of this.
Right. So true. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. You can join us. 888-673-1450. You can call in live. So many things going on. By the way, I could not believe, we'll talk about Clarence Thomas when we come back, but the Portland Evergreen, the mascot, and guess what it's being associated with? Talking about teaching us to hate each other and to go way back into the history machine. They're saying it describes what? The lynching.
Well, they had to pick a new they're named after Woodrow Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And of course, he is one of the lefty presidents who was a eugenicist. So they're changing their name, and they decided to the evergreen, because they were out in Oregon. That was it's a strong tree. It's a strength and beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Until the one African American on the committee, the naming committee, said,
mm-hmm.
There is something, though, and the thing we got to consider is that, what were blacks lynched from? And all the white people said, we didn't think about that.
Can you even believe
this? Yeah, so trees now.
Oh, my
gosh.
I just couldn't even believe it. Trees.
Trees are complicit in lynching. Well, look, add to the list now. We know milk is racist. We know shoveling snow is racist.
Dr. Seuss.
We know Dr. Seuss. Rock climbing is racist.
Yes, Mr. Potato Head. Go ahead.
Camping is racist.
Oh, yeah.
So why not? If camping's racist, well, why not trees?
You know what? I could not. I had to read the article just to find out exactly what they were pinning on the evergreen tree. I'm sorry, but I don't know if there's a person that lives in America that associates evergreen trees with actual lynching.
I got a black oak in my black walnut in my backyard. Does that mean I'm hip? Or am I oppressing that tree?
Exactly.
I did have the branches lopped back the other day.
It's just
castration. I just castrated an African American. That's the one-to-one correspondence.
Yes.
Black walnut tree, lopped back the tree branches. I have unicized a black person. That's liberal thinking for you.
You racist hater. We'll be right back with the hating Dr. Duke Pesta. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh, Lord, why don't we?
Love it. Great suggestion, Pastor. Ebony and ivory. Man, seems like yesterday, doesn't it? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. One would imagine, I love that Charles Barkley was calling it out for what it really was. I love it. I just love bold speak. Welcome back to the show. You can go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast. You can also check out the Dr. Duke Show. It plays on my Facebook page live. You can see him on camera, Dr. Pesta. You'll love it. You'll love that show, by the way. It's just fantastic. And we're also doing a clip each week together that we'll all be posting, and you can check out as well. We'll be taking on headlines and talking about those. And also, just wanted to mention balance of nature. It's time to kick blah to the curb. And that's basically what happens when you're taking balance of nature. They have the fruit and veggies capsules, and then they have the whole health system, which is with the fiber drink. It's amazing. Fiber and spice drink, which has everything in it to help with cholesterol and weight loss and you name it, it's in there. And let me tell you, this is worth it. This is worth adding to your budget because there are so many fruits and vegetables in this product. Every kind of fruit and vegetable you can imagine, 31 of them. And this is a 100% all natural whole food supplement. There's no GMOs, no gluten, no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no synthetics, no fillers, nothing. It's just a blend of 16 whole fruits, and you get the you take the 3 capsules a day of the fruits and then 3 capsules a day of the 15 vegetables. You will love this supplement. I can't tell you enough. Please go get it. Onions and celery and carrots and cauliflower and everything you can imagine in this product. But you got to put in the code Kate when you order to get 35% off and free shipping. So it's definitely worth it. You will love it. And also, you'll just love everything that you're getting from this product. There isn't a better food supplement on the market. Not a better one on the market. You also get a free health coach with it as well. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate. Dr. Pesta, just coming back, there's just so much to talk about. I love the ebony and ivory. You know, I have to agree with Charles Barkley when he's saying this is all about the fact that we keep following what the politicians are saying and what the media pundits are saying. We're not looking around and really assessing for real what's actually going on in America. And we need to do that.
We are a culture that's been far too rich and comfortable for far too long. I mean, name another planet on the earth, another significant country on the earth, where there hasn't been a real serious war fought on our boundaries since what? The Civil War, right? When was the last time foreign armies occupied parts of this country? It's remarkable when you think about it. The level of wealth, the level of culture, the level of success we've built as a civilization, I almost believe that, I know this for a fact that Christianity makes it clear that sometimes people having too much is much worse than people having not enough. That when you don't have enough, when you lack, when you're without things, that's a certain kind of suffering. Mm-hmm. But when you have too much, you lose context, you become entitled, you forget the struggle to get it. It took us 2,000 years to build the civilization. And as Candace Owen points out, that the United States of America for the last 100 years treats blacks better than any nation in the history of the world has treated them, including their own countries and tribes in Africa.
You're right.
I mean, these are undisputed historical truths. Mm-hmm. The fact is we're just too comfortable. I mean, it's funny, you know, real poor countries surrender to socialism because it can't make things worse. Mm-hmm. Rich countries like the West, they surrender to socialism because they forget how hard it was to be as profitable and as comfortable as they are.
Oh, amen. Amen to what you just said. Yes, yes, yes. In fact, what was the headline over at The Blaze? An NFL player tweets out an anti-racist slur and then erases it. They're stepping over each other in this weird cancel culture. They can't even get out of their own cancel culture and their own. It's just such a strange thing. It's like, I don't know what to agree with and what not to agree with these NFL stars. I mean, they're basically stepping over each other's narratives. And this is how many narratives are going on right now in America. It's amazing. They can't even put out anything that they want to put out because, oh my gosh, this and this and this. Finally, we're just not going to have any talk at all is what's going to happen. Clarence Thomas came out and suggested that social media companies, speaking of censorship, may not have a First Amendment right to regulate speech on their platforms, telling us that they are common carriers and places of public accommodation because this self-censorship and censorship is just getting out of control.
Boy, I wish the so-called conservative Supreme Court, there was more than Justice Thomas saying this.
I mean, me too.
Where's Alito? Where's Gorsuch? I mean, there ought to be. I don't consider John Roberts to be anything like a conservative, but there are four other justices who should be singing that same refrain. Alas, they're not. Well, just today. Today, two different. The Supreme Court had two different choices today to take cases that would have had to force them to deal with religious freedoms.
Right.
And they punted on both of them. Two cases where people were fired because their Christian, their accommodation as Christians was considered too much of a burden to their employees. And the Supreme Court wants no part of it. They don't want to have to, sooner or later they're going to have to deal with this. It's going to be a trans bakery versus a boy playing women's sports. This is going to come down to a big deal. Mm-hmm. Does religious freedom grant you the right to not have to bake a cake for a gay wedding? Does religious freedom mean, freedom in general mean, that women have a right to play sports with only other women? These are major questions, and right now the Supreme Court's dodging all of them.
Yeah, you're right. And Thomas really was one of the only ones speaking up. In the big Google case, the newest judges weren't allowed in on that one because it had started before they came on board. But I found it kind of interesting, too, because he was really targeting Zuckerberg and Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And he was saying that although these companies are public, one person controls Facebook and two control Google. And he said they don't, when do they have all of this hold on what free speech is and isn't? Why are they deciding what it is and what it isn't? And so they have unrestricted authority. But you're right. Those other judges are not going to side with Thomas on this at all.
Well, I mean, and think about it. So you have that poor bakery guy in Colorado. He's now being investigated mm-hmm. again. What happened? You may remember him. This is the guy that won at the Supreme Court. About 3 or 4 years ago. For 10 years, he fought this. They wanted a gay wedding cake. He said, I'll sell you any other kind of cake. Here's the address of other bakers who will make them, mm-hmm. but my faith won't let me. So he was brought to court by the state of Colorado. They found him guilty, fined him. Years later, finally goes to the Supreme Court. He's vindicated. Right. Within 24 hours, a transgender lawyer calls him up and demands a transgender cake for no other reason but to put him through the process again. Sure enough, he said the same response. The Colorado State Board immediately sued him again, immediately fined him again. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to go back to the Supreme Court now. Sooner or later, the court is going to have to say something definitive here. And here's the thing. That one man is not allowed to refuse a customer.
Right.
I mean, if this were a case where a Muslim baker was asked to create a Jewish bar mitzvah cake, or a Jewish baker was asked mm-hmm. to make a Nazi cake, this would be a no-brainer.
Right.
So that's the level at the local level, but at the national level and the international level, one guy can control what you can and can't say on platforms as big as Facebook. So there, the people who own the business have absolute carte blanche to tell you to pound salt. We're not going to monetize you. We're going to fire you. We're going to ban you. We're going to deplatform mm-hmm. you. Nothing you can do about it. One cake baker, on the other hand, has no right to protect himself the same way. That's the real problem with all of this.
You're right. And you can weigh in on this, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. It's definitely got to go to lengths that we haven't seen before in fighting these things. We have to start really standing up. I think a very small percentage of Americans are actually going to do that heavy lifting. It's going to make an impact if they do it. It really would. But I don't know if a lot of people have that kind of courage to stand up against this. The cake baker stood up against it. That was a decade-long fight, and he was willing to do it. Yes, and he won. He was willing to do it.
He won only to be dragged back in court two other times.
Right.
It shows you that the left is relentless here. The left is not about justice.
Yeah.
The left is about paying back their enemies and rewarding their friends. I mean, in this new trillion-dollar bailout that Biden's pushing, only about 25% of it actually goes to COVID issues. It's all bailouts for big blue cities that mishandled COVID. That's where all your taxpayer dollars are going.
Yeah, it's pretty sickening to watch the funding and also the stealing that's going on, because never before have we passed multi-trillion-dollar bills within a 12-month period ever in America.
I asked this on your show a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. No one's talking about this, Kate. Within the space of about 1 month, we went from talking about the American economy in terms of billions to trillions.
Right.
What used to be, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, this was insurmountably a huge number of money. Now we're throwing around 6 and 7, 10 or 12, 14 or 15 trillion dollars. That's exponential. People don't realize mm-hmm. how exponentially bigger that is, how much deeper now you're digging the hole.
Right. So true. Yeah. This is going to get crazy. And when they take on censorship, Thomas alluded to the fact that we're going to have a showdown with this because we're going to have to. And we've said over and over again, all of us joined platforms, we knew we're owned by these kinds of people. We knew this to start with. But do they have the ability? I've been shut down by Facebook many, many times, and I've been censored. I've even been hacked, you know. So definitely understand that they have gone so far over the bounds of even, well, let's just put it this way. I had a friend that kept saying, you know, blessings, you know, on the resurrection for Easter, and was actually censored by Facebook for saying it too many times. That's amazing to me. I mean, really. And so when you're thinking about where we're headed, even on social media platforms and everything else with censorship, where is it going to land? That, and then of course the cake baker, you've got a lot of people that if they take these stands, if they actually pursue it, and all of us can help do that, I would much rather help court cases and people fight these things in America to take these stands in the court system, because that's where it needs to be fought, than to ever, ever put my money into a political party again.
Well, and I will say this, that, you know, however disappointing Trump's Supreme Court justices turned out to be, mm-hmm. I mean, and certainly yeah. Kavanaugh and even Amy Coney Barrett are not exactly.
No, they love precedent. They don't. Right, yeah.
They're not the right wing ideologues the left screamed they were. Let's just put it that way. But we do know that Trump did put a record number of federal judges in place. And even if even half of them are true conservatives, that means that there are a lot of these cases that are going to get really favorable rulings up to the Supreme Court.
Right.
So you're right. We're going to have to become more litigious about this, and we're going to have to be smart like the left. When the left wants to get rid of something, they start the Ninth Circuit, don't they? Mm-hmm. They go out of their way to go to Oregon to start the legislative process, knowing that the Ninth Circuit's going to be sympathetic. We've got to be doing more of that kind of stuff.
Right. And in the way, I have to mention this, I have to give this a mention today, in the way of pushback, I like Sweden today. Sweden actually, you're not going to believe this. Sweden, so Bill Gates, with his effort to dim the sun to stop global warming, has been scrapped by the Swedish Space Agency, who announced that the program funded by Bill Gates has divided the scientific community and therefore will not be carried out. The Swedish Space Corporation, they actually released a statement saying that the stratospheric controlled perturbation experiment, which has secured Harvard funding, by the way, will not go forward as planned in June. Gates' idea was to release a calcium carbonate, essentially chalk dust, into the atmosphere from a high altitude balloon to observe the effect that it has on sunlight reaching the planet's surface.
If a Republican said that, there would be Saturday Night Live skits for the next 20 years. It'd be Sarah Palin all over the place.
You're so right on this. And yes, and actually, my friend Patrick Wood, who was on the show Friday, said essentially the whole idea comes off as a weird vampirish effort to starve the planet of sunlight.
He's not even worthy of being a Bond villain.
I know.
He's Shag Me Rotten. He's Austin right. Powers level villain, right?
Exactly.
He's a joke.
Exactly. They funneled $4.6 million into this. It's just amazing to me. Oh, God.
Is there chalk dust in your pocket, baby? Or are you just glad to see me?
You're right. I would have loved to. If Saturday Night Live was actually a good show still, I would have loved to have seen their skits on this. That would have been so funny. But it's nice to see the Swedes kind of knock him down off of his little perch that he hangs on to so fiercely. I love this. This is great. Because when we heard that headline, people actually thought it was a parody headline. No, he really wants to dim the sun with chalk dust. That's how insane he is.
He wants to murder way more black babies in Africa, which the world seems to care a lot about, unless the killing is being done by a progressive billionaire.
Exactly. Yep. And sterilizing communities in Africa. Oh, man, that guy. Thank you so much, Dr. Duke Pesta. Catch the Dr. Duke Show. Really appreciate you.
Happy Monday.
Thank you. You too. And I'll be right back. I have a couple of clips I want to play you. And also, I want to talk about China real estate bubble that affects us. I'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Do not go anywhere.